I would like to welcome you on this beautiful morning. The sadhana, the practice that we are involved in is very precious. It's not just a tool to quiet our mind. The sadhana gives direction to our journey that we are on. A very clear direction. And the guidelines, the teachings that are available to us have come from a place of experience of the rishis of Tyaghoreshwar. The divine is everywhere. God is everywhere, but how to concentrate that experience? Light is everywhere. You need a prism to focus the light through to create fire. We have devotion in our life. We feel devotion throughout the day, but we carve out a little time like this. We create an altar like this, or at least a place where we can focus our attention. So the first thing is that we carve out a little time and create a little space where we can sit. And then, mantra. The mantra, mitra, the friend that we have. We confer with that friend, we sit with that friend. It is said, mantra, kriya, and aushadhi. These three things in our life bring the divinity, the divine, in front of us, present the divinity to us. Your mantra has a ishta devata, has a special personification of the divine. It could be Kali, it could be Lakshmi, it could be Saraswati, it could be Sarveshwari, it could be many names, but those names represent certain aspect of that wholeness. So mantra, kriya, and aushadhi. Mantra is very clear, you know what mantra is. Kriya. What is kriya? Kriya is action imbued with bhav, imbued with attitude, imbued with inner disposition. Any action that's combined with kriya is called Shil. Shil. Now, all these foreign words are being thrown out today. What is Kriya? What is Shil? Shil is Dharma. Dharma of water is to quench thirst. Dharma of each individual is to make friends, no matter where one is. Dharma of each individual human being is to find little space in other person's heart, no matter where one happens to be. You could be in the wilderness. You come across a person. Dharma of the two human beings is to find little place in each other's heart. If you are not imbued with those qualities, the first thing could come to your mind is, what is God in his backpack and how could I get it? Other thought could be, well, he may not have enough water or nuts and I got a little more, maybe I'll share it with him. So these are the two kind of thoughts that could come to our mind. If you are aware of your dharma as a human being, you will choose the latter. That this person is going on a long trail and don't know, not sure if he'll find somebody else. I got a little more nuts and I got a little bit more water. Maybe I'll just share it with him, give it to him. So if we come from that place, that's dharma, that's shil. Shil of the daylight is to provide us sight so we can see. Shil of food is to quench, to satisfy hunger. Shil of a mother is to give unconditional love to the child. Shil of a friend is to feel the pain of the other. To feel the pain of your friend. Every situation in our life has a dharma, has a shil. Baba's teaching is shilwan bano. Become one with shil. Be enriched with shil in your life. That shil is kriya. Now, how that shil is carried in our daily life, we become really aware of our actions, our thoughts, our mode of operating in the world, and we take it to the point how I sit, how I stand, how I walk, how I talk, how I think, how I conduct myself in the world in different situations. The first time I came across this word shil was, it was in our life, we all have a little bit of shil, or more of it. But first I learned in presence of Baba, who always emphasized shil in a person. In a simple way, you can say be mindful. People talk about in here is mindfulness. It's a little bit more than just mindfulness. It's knowing what is my dharma in this given moment. What is the shield between a husband and wife? Of mutual respect. If the respect is there between husband and wife, the rest can go on. They can have disagreement, they can have agreements, they can have moments when there is not same ideas, but it all goes away as long as the respect is there for each other. That's shield. What is my shield in front of my guru? You're very attentive. How you speak, what do you speak? How you stand, how you sit, how you talk. Not because guru wants to see you, it's more for your own growth. You assign that altar, that person that has been given that position in your life, you have created that altar for yourself in your daily life. Just like we have created the altar here, when we come here, we become very attentive. We compose ourselves. We sit quietly. We bow. We repeat our mantra. Just like we create this for ourselves here in our daily life, we have created a guru, we have created a friend, we have created a husband and a wife and a child and a friend, sister and a brother. In every situation, we bring shield. Then that shield, action imbued with shield, becomes kriya. So mantra, kriya, and aushadhi. Aushadhi is medicine. What is the medicine in our life? Food. What we intake. Being mindful of what am I eating? What am I taking in? Because what I'm taking in is going to be transformed into energy. My body has to process it. Energy has to be engaged in processing it. So we got mantra, we got kriya, we got aushadhi. Combination of these three present the Ishta Devata right before your eyes. How are we doing our mantra? For example, in our teachings, if you pay attention, there is always much emphasis given on where the union is happening, where the merging is happening, morning and night, the space between the two breaths. Now, where is union happening in our body? Here, kanth, throat, mind, heart. This is right in the middle. This is where union is happening. That's why whatever comes out of here is called Ishwar, God. Voice. So, if you pay attention, when you are sitting with your mantra, your body is a yantra in that moment. It's a yantra, a a triangle. So you got yantra, you got mantra. And here, when you sit quietly, there is gentle little movement in your throat as you are repeating your mantra. Like little movement up and down. From here, the mantra is being broadcasted in a way. Or inner or outer, it happens both times. But this little movement at the throat. Sometimes it comes to the heart. So these are the two places where the spandan of the mantra is happening, either at the throat or at the heart. But most of the time it's here. We go to the heart only when we are in transit. First we go to breath, from breath goes to the heart, from heart goes to the throat. So mantra is happening there. Now where is Kriya in that moment? My inner disposition, my mental attitude, with what bhav I am evoking. My bhav is totally focused on the visualization of seeing the Ishtadevata in my heart or the Guru in my forehead. There is a joy of being face to face with that white light or that blue light. I'm so happy to have that presence in my life. And if it's not there, I'm not unhappy. I'm sitting in anticipation. Even sitting in anticipation is very powerful. Sometimes it's much more powerful than the meeting itself. I'm waiting, longing, with that sweetness. And if that gives a glimpse, every single cell of my body says, ah, it's there. Sweetness, wholeness. Not thinking about this or that, I'm really focused on my mantra and that bhav, the sweetness, the longing. And what also happens, sometimes mind will go here and there, but let's give something else to the mind. What happens is when you are doing your mantra, at the throat or at the heart, you are really attracting. You are attracting Shakti. The Shakti is all around, but you have become a yantra in that moment. And Kriya is happening. You are taking in all kinds of light. Light attracts light. So when you compose yourself and begin to pulsate, begin to vibrate at certain frequency, you become like a magnet. You are pulling in energy from the cosmos. And it's good to be aware what is happening when you are doing your mantra. You are pulling in. You are storing. Your prana, the pranavayu, the breath, is not only air coming in. You just needed air. There is prana vayu. In our tradition, in Aghor tradition, much emphasis has been given on prana vayu. Vayu is air. Air is the medium. But in that medium comes prana, life force, oj. Oj. And our body is able to absorb oj from the vayu. So as we begin to repeat our mantra, we are aware of our disposition is right. We are also in the remembrance of the sacredness of the moment. We are repeating our mantra. There is the breath coming in. I'm aware of that breath. In that moment, oj is stored in our body. And you can almost feel its light spreading all over your body. If you don't feel it, imagine it. Have this knowledge in the background. This is what is happening in that moment. And once in a while, the sweetness for your Ishtadevata, sweetness for your Guru, is also coming up. So this whole thing is Kriya. And then Ausadhi. Ausadhi is I'm aware of what I eat, what I put in my body. In tantric tradition, sometimes they will take some different kind of medicine that will make him overcome the fatigue and the limitations. That was also called Ausadhi, but in this context, Ausadhi is the food that we take. And the combination of all these three, mantra, kriya and Ausadhi, brings the divinity right in front of you. Sitting here during meditation, I was thinking this morning, it's very beautiful practice that we have. It's not a thing for the group really. It's not a group practice. Group is good to gather once a week or once Navratri or whenever. It's good to have that. But the speciality of this practice is it's individual. No matter where you are in your own home, you are on a vacation, you are on the wilderness trip. Doesn't really matter. You have what you need with you to have your practice. Have your friend, your mantra, have your knowledge of the science, and it's all with you. You don't need things from outside to go somewhere to have your practice. It's all with you, no matter where you are. Mantra, Kriya, and Ausadhi. I'll speak about Kriya some other day a little more. I think it's about time to expound on it a little bit. But please do understand, Kriya is our modus operandi, the way we operate ourselves in the world. This is Kriya. If you go out and read the mysterious tantric texts, the Kriya is described in so many ways, how to create a yantra and how to place a flower and how to place a sandalwood and paste and this and that. So those are external. The whole puja is basically a form of kriya. But Baba teaches us the way we live is kriya. Our life is puja. Every moment we are walking on the earth is puja. Every time I'm moving my hand is a puja. It's all kriya. And every action imbued with my mantra becomes a kriya. And mantra is not only mechanical repetition, mantra also comes with bhav, the attitude, the inner disposition, the sweetness. Very good. Mantra, kriya and aushadhi. I hope you understand what I was trying to convey. And think about it. Think about it. Where are you in your cultivation of your friendship with your mantra? Where are you in your kriya? And where are you in your aushadhi? Food, how we eat it, with what mental disposition do I eat it? Do I just unconsciously throw things in my mouth? Do I take things with a inner disposition of greed or satisfaction? All those things are very important in our practice. Here we have refrigerators, you know, you'll go and open it, popping them out. But it's not the way to have aushadhi. Food is aushadhi. You don't pop aspirins all the time in your mouth. So you treat food like aushadhi. There is a certain time for it. There is a certain way to do it. It's what is eaten with what? Knowledge of this. There is breakfast, there is lunch, there is dinner. And those are very precise times. But in the middle, see how many times we throw some other things in there. So treating the food also as a, that's why it's called medicine, aushadhi. And if we have to have snacks, have it, but in a way. Not while doing something else and popping things in the mouth. Take time for it. Sit down. Serve it to yourself. Establish the communion, then eat it. While we are walking, working, no matter what we are doing, in the middle of it, stop. Nice deep breath. Bring your mantra, bring your friend in it. And then you'll find it so beautiful. Mysteries of life just begin to unfold at every step. Thank you all very much for being here this beautiful morning, and let's have some aushadhi kal chai.